You do something wonderful. You could be the envy of all of the wives in Southern Arizona for doing this. You are amazing. You are consistent. You are great. A plus for your consistency.
So spotlight on me.
However, quit doing it.
What?
Stop doing it.
What am I doing wrong
God
now?
God love you, what you do. A lot of afternoons after we get off the air, I'm gone because my parents are a little bit older. So I go over to their house and help them out or take them to appointments or do errands or whatever the case may be. It's my other job. God love them. It's my other job.
So I make sure the house is clean.
You do.
I empty the dishwasher. Yeah. I refill it. I put everything away.
Yes, you do. I mean,
because there's nobody else to do it but me.
Yes, just you and the cats, and the cats haven't lifted a finger in years. So you put everything away. However, I want you to quit doing it because you're doing it wrong. Putting the food back in the pantry after dinner, or putting the pots and pans back, or putting the Tupperware back in the cabinet, unfortunately, you're not really doing it so that the cabinets and pantry are tidy.
Now, wait a minute. The Tupperware, when it comes to that, I followed your instructions on a piece of paper. I don't put them away, and I don't put the lids on top of them.
That's right. Don't put the lids on.
She told me not to do this, and I leave that out by the coffee maker.
Yes, you do. And now I want you to leave everything out by the coffee maker. If you empty the dishwasher, leave the pots and pans there. If you put away things after dinner, leave the food on the counter. I'll put it back in an orderly manner. And I love you, and you've done a great job, but quit doing it.
Well! We entertained Friday night. Saturday, we were at Hermitage No Kill Cat Shelter and Sanctuary. Last night, a friend's open house, his brand new home. It was really nice. We are social butterflies. We work together. We live together. So I'll give you a C.
After all of that, a C. After I coordinated the gathering for Friday night. After I did what? Oh, Hermitage on Saturday.
Well, we get home, and to the left of us, our house, our two dogs. To the right of us, two dogs. Behind us, there's a dog. And it was a chorus of barking last night you wouldn't believe. And you were teed off.
I was done.
Yeah.
Dude. So we love dogs. We would like to have a dog.
Sure.
Unfortunately, right now, we can't give it the life it would deserve, so we don't. But we are not going to leave our dog out to where it barks consistently for an hour, disrupting the whole neighborhood, suffering outside, all disturbed, barking its head off. And I had it. Like, don't these people hear their dogs inside their house? Don't they have any idea?
You know, secretly, I kind of like the dogs barking.
Why?
Because that way you get mad and you clean the house.
I rage cleaned. I reorganized the pantry from you putting the food back in.